Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hola. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Oh, you've tuned into and you're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, this show is live, and it will be archived. If you want to hear some of my past shows, you could log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear an archived show. I'm so glad you tuned in. Can you believe we're into June and summertime is just right around the corner? Hey, how is your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, how's it going? Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. It's all about choices. You will never happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And please promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I want to remind you that I do know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. To cultivate faith, take time to listen to the sound of silence. I know that I'm repeating myself, but I have to remind you that the brain could only hold a thought for 8 seconds. And to sit quietly and think of nothing, just clear your brain. Now, before I get into the topic, the action of the law never changes, but the direction of the action is always up to us. It's our choice. Our greatest power is that of choice. But let me acknowledge my partners. Feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood of Ironworkers Impact. Excusez-moi. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you by Ironworkers International. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family works ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. I wrote a story about an introduction to ironworkers, and I opened with Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man. And you know what's interesting? I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. Haute couture is high fashion. And I married an ironworker. And they said that it wouldn't work. We were together for many, many, many years. And Bill's only passion and direction in life was to make sure that I was happy. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age. Unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Wire art sculpture leather works. Do you want a unique gift that will never, ever be duplicated? Be sure that you get in touch with me. Oh, by the way, get your pen and pad out. I have a new email address. RadioDiva309@gmail.com. Let me give it to you again. RadioDiva309@gmail.com. I love giving a voice to my passion. And I need to invite you. Is there something that you want to share with the world? Is there a message that is just burning a passion in your heart to change with the world? Well, get in touch with me. Email me at radiodiva309@gmail.com. And let me remind you, if you really want to change your life, change your thinking. And darling, it has to do with your choices. Whose life are you living? Yours or someone else's? And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Life is so short. It's not a dress rehearsal. And the reason why, you probably are saying, oh, why is Kathy repeating? Because you already forgot what I said earlier. The brain could only hold a message for 8 seconds. So I have to encourage you. I have to remind you that there's only one of you. Whose life are you living? Whose life are you living? According to whose gospel? And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? There are no do-overs. And let me remind you, darling, that tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And everything in life has been designed by your choices. You know, that's our greatest freedom. Where you're living today, Whose choice was it? What are you going to have for lunch? It's your choice. What plans do you have for this summer? Let me go back to choices. No blame. If you want to change anything in your life, you have to change your thinking. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Let me give you their email address, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear any of my archive shows. And my new email address is radiodiva309@gmail.com. And do I have to remind you that you don't have to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now? That tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And everything, June 3rd. Everything in your life up to this point has been designed by your choices. You see, our body and brain don't age. We do. We allow it to happen by our choices. And I'm curious, email me at radiodiva309@gmail.com. Who designed your life? Whose life are you living? You see, every day is a gift. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you get it away, give it away. And if you choose to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be, there is no blame. You can't blame anyone. Our whole life is designed by our choices. They either come back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. And every day, every minute, every non-new second, we're making a choice. And I have to remind you, the person who says it cannot be done should not interrupt the person doing it. I love Chinese proverbs. And you see, this is the action of the law never changes. But the direction of the action is always up to us. Every day we engage in a world that's ripe for embracing. Why not me? Is your life filled with negatives, or do you embrace the positives? I see the good. I claim the good. I allow the good. You will never, ever happen again. And do I have to remind you, darlings, that life is not a dress rehearsal? And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration. Oh my goodness, excuse me. An encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Now, in its simplicity is the difficulty. If you want, I don't know, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, how is your life going? Now, if you're at 10, that's great, but if you aren't, and you see the need for a change, can you handle it? Now, this is the reality. Write this down. If you want to change your life, change your thinking. I want you to sit quietly in a room, shut the door, and don't let anyone in. Think about your life. You see, there are no do-overs. This is it. And I will repeat it over and over again. I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. So let's talk about the action of the law never changes. But the direction of the action is always up to us. It's our job. Do you know? Listen to me, sweetheart. Do you know that our greatest power is that of choice? And who said, whose life are you living? I'm going to repeat this. The action of the law never changes. But it's your choice, your direction. How is it going? How is it going? You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. It is always my pleasure to have inspiring topics. Oh, by the way, you're going to love next week's show, the month of June. Today, why not me? June 10th. You are one of a kind. June 17th. Whatever gets you through the night. And on the 24th, summertime. I love summertime. I love the heat. I love sitting out in the sun. Oh, by the way, no sunbathing or sitting in the sun between 10 and 2. But before 10 and after 2, you could sit out there for a little bit and just feel the warmth of the sun. Why not me? Let's go back to the Chinese proverb. The person who says it cannot be done should not interrupt the person that happens. Person doing it. And you see, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. What is it in your life that you need to change? Now, that's what Albert Einstein said. Oh, he was absolutely brilliant. And Ernest Holmes, the discover a richer life through the continual emergence of the creative principle. Any last finality proves to be the beginning of a new creative series. What gets you through the night? Hey, darlings, how is your life going? I want you to email me at radiodiva309@gmail.com. Because Einstein said, if you're really intelligent, and if you have a handle on your life, and you live your life according to your gospel and not someone else's, then you're intelligent. And let's see how intelligent you are. Can you change? Early in my spiritual studies, I'm quoting Ernest Holmes. My fellow students and I often asked our teacher for advice on the right spiritual practice. Her reply was, "Oh, darlings, whatever gets you through the night." She urged us to remain open and fluid in allowing those practices, whether traditional or esoteric, to find us as much as we sought them. To this day, and I'm quoting the teacher, I am deeply grateful to have been encouraged to explore with such permissive depth and breadth. I don't know. I'm reading from Science of Mind. Perhaps you've traveled long and winding roads to find your spiritual path and practice, or don't you believe? You know, it's all right. There's nothing wrong in being a non-believer. It's your choice. Our greatest power is that of choice, as I told you. It either comes back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Many people I've met in the centers where I've ministered, I am quoting the teacher, I've ministered came because it supported their current curiosities or belief. As the God of their understanding evolved, the more fluid the choice of community and practice became. And with this deepening exists a valuable opportunity. Blessing, whatever we have exited. Quoting the teacher, whatever gets you through the night. I was just mental of the religion of my youth, unskilled in crediting that path with helping me better formulate my critical thinking and refining my understanding. That to grow requires us to outgrow. You got to get rid of the false beliefs. I became familiar with the term divine discontent. The internal propulsion that heightens our urging for greater vistas beyond the familiar. Do you love your past? I learned to love my past and embrace the belief that the path to truth is inclusive. Ernest Holmes encouraged, what we must avoid is the confusion which arises from the belief in final revelations, from the belief that all truth is last discovered, or that some one person or one single system of thought has delivered the last word. There are no last words. There are no finalities in any science, any philosophy or religion. The concept of no finalities prompts us to remain open at the top. It gives us infinite choices to love and consciously partner with whatever gets us through the mysteries and uncertainties of our collective nights. What did you dream of last night? Was it encouraging? Was it positive? Or does your inner voice said, oh my God, it was frightening. I don't know what prompted that false belief in my dreams. Today is June 3rd. I want you to start paying attention to your dreams. And would you write them down? Would you write them down? An email at Kathy Studio, no, Radio Diva 309 at gmail.com. How are your choices? How do you feel today? Do you feel good about the choices that you made? Or do you regret some of them? And you see, when you regret something, don't take it so bad. Don't take it so harshly. It's only a thought that's reminding you that you have some improvement to make. That's all it is. The action of the law never changes, but the direction of the action is always up to you. This is what your affirmations now. Go get your pen and pad. You have to erase all false thoughts of negativity. Wherever I am is perfect. Write that down. Wherever I've been is perfect. Write that down. I honor and embrace my ever-evolving path. Write that down. Now, here's a wonderful quote. The outpouring from the cosmic horn of plenty can only fill the cup that is lifted up toward it. How negative is your life? How positive is your life? When you ask for what you need and receive what people in the world have to give, you open up pathways you couldn't see before. You see, honey, this life is not a dress rehearsal. This is not going to happen again. It is totally up to you. Do you engage in TNT? Toxic negative thinking? I want to remind you, darlings, that your thoughts, what you're thinking, shape your life and your reality. Your thoughts, what you're thinking, your choices shape your life. Come on, let's celebrate it. I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my worth with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. It's up to you. On a scale of 1 to 10, darling, how is your life going? I don't want you to go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Will you promise me that you will celebrate your life by giving a voice to your passion? Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements And make it a great day. And I'll make mine better. Au revoir.